Welcome to episode 2 of the Nicene Creed. I'm Father Ron Shibley, founder and director of the Anglican Internet Church. In this series, we seek to enhance the popular understanding of the Nicene Creed, the most important creed of the Church, through discussion of the historical context in which it was developed, and a phrase-by-phrase commentary on the entire text, with special emphasis on the scriptural sources. In this episode, my focus is on the first paragraph of the Nicene Creed, beginning with, "I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth." The music used in the opening and closing slides is Reginald Heber's "Holy, Holy, Holy, Lord God Almighty," written in 1827 A.D., based upon Revelation 4, 6-11, 5-13, 15-2-4, and Isaiah 6, 1-3. It is performed on the organ by Richard Irwin to the tune Nicaea, composed by John B. Dykes in 1861 A.D. I encourage viewers to visit Richard's website, www.hymnswithoutwords.com, and I thank Richard for granting permission for its use. The word creed is from the Latin credo, the first person singular of the Latin verb credere, meaning to believe. The Nicene Creed, the great corporate creed of the Church, written at Nicaea and amended or affirmed at later ecumenical councils, expresses the doctrines on which the whole Church, anywhere and everywhere, believes. As such, when the Creed is spoken in affirmation by the people in liturgical worship, each person should always speak it in the first person singular, "I believe," and never in the third person plural, "we believe." The use of the first person singular is firmly established in the Anglican prayer book tradition, dating to the first prayer book in 1549 A.D. In the 1928 B.C.P., the texts of the Nicene Creed, the Apostles' Creed, the affirmations in the solemnization of matrimony, confirmation, offices of instruction, catechism, the ordering of deacons and priests, and the consecration of bishops, and the institution of clergy all require individual acknowledgement through the use of the first person singular, "I believe," "I do," "I will," "I receive," and similar forms. The Creed continues with, "In one God." Here the writers of the Nicene Creed intended to address the Marcionite heresy of the 2nd and 3rd centuries discussed in Episode 1, that the vengeful God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament were not the same God. This one God of the Nicene Creed is the same God who spoke to Abraham on Mount Sinai in the great I Am declaration in Exodus 3. God's statement to Abraham in Exodus 3:14 is rendered in slightly different forms in various translations of the Bible, but they all convey the same idea. In the ESV and the NKJV, it is translated as, "I am who I am." In the King James Version, "I am that I am." Or in the modern Septuagint translation, the Greek Old Testament published by the Orthodox Church, it is translated as, "I am the existing one." Further scriptural support for the one God declaration comes from the book of Psalms. Here, as throughout this series, the psalm text is from the 1928 BCP text. Among the gods there is none like unto thee, O Lord. There is not one that can do as thou doest. Thou art God alone. That's Psalm 86, verses 8 and 10b. Psalm 86, traditionally credited to King David, was a favorite source of catene, or prayers based on Scripture, in the early church. The illustration is the head and upper torso of David from a statue in Florence, Italy, copied from an original work by Michelangelo. In traditional Christian understanding, he is the only God, possessing limitless power, which is far beyond our human capacity to understand or to express in words. That latter concept in the language of the early church is known as being ineffable. The creed continues with the Father Almighty. In the Old Testament era, the Hebrew people called God by his many names or titles, many of which are used in the book of Psalms. As God Almighty, he was El Shaddai. Among other titles of God used frequently in the book of Psalms, each expressing some aspect of his power, are Lord, which in Hebrew is Adonai. In the Anglican prayer book usage, Lord is always written in small capitals, and this is to indicate that it is a title and not just a noun. The same title in Latin and Greek is Kyrios. Another is Most High God, in Hebrew El Alyon. In Psalm 91, verses 1, 2, and 9, he is called by all three of these names, Most High, Almighty, and Lord. For more, see the AIC bookstore publication, The Prayer Book Psalter, History, Text, and Commentary, which is available at our virtual bookstore, https://www.amazon.com/author/Ronald-E-Shibley. Other titles are Lord God of Hosts, in Hebrew Adonai Sabaoth. There will be more on the meaning of the word Sabaoth in Episode 3. The Creator, in Hebrew Elohim. There will be more about God as Creator later in this episode and again in Episode 3. In the New Testament era, the same concepts of God are expressed 9 times in Revelation as Lord God Almighty, which comes from the Greek Pantocrator, the full title of which in Greek is Kyrios O Theos O Pantocrator, which means the supreme ruler of the universe. Pantocrator is traditionally used in the Christian church as a description or title of Jesus Christ, as in the illustration, a 6th-century icon at the Monastery of St. Catherine in Sinai, traditionally said to have been commissioned by the Byzantine Emperor Justinian. For more, see Lord God Almighty in Revelation on page 97 in the AIC bookstore publication Revelation, an Idealist Interpretation, also available at our virtual bookstore, https://www.amazon.com/author/Ronald-E-Shibley. In the Old Testament, Father was used in the most general sense and not as a title of God. Or a name, as in Isaiah 63:16 and 64:8, Jeremiah 3:19, and Tobit 13:4. For the Hebrews, Abraham, patriarch of the Hebrew nation, was their father, as they made clear in John 8:36 to 58, which includes Jesus' accusation that they were not true children of Abraham, but children of the devil. That specifically is John 8:39 to 44, and his declaration in John 8:58, "Before Abraham was, I am." For more on these, the other I am sayings, see the AIC Bible Study video series, episodes 29, 30, and 31 in the series New Testament Epistles and Gospels and Epistles, and you can use the episode links at http://www.anglicaninternetchurch.net/bible-study.html. The Father Almighty in the Nicene Creed is a combination of the formal names of God from the Old Testament and the New Testament understanding of God as Father, based upon Jesus granting Christians the privilege of calling God our Father instead of by one of his Hebrew names. He did so in the Lord's Prayer in the text in Matthew 6, 9-13, and in Luke 11, 2-4. For more on this topic, see the AIC Bible Study video, The Lord's Prayer Phrase by Phrase, available through episode links on the digital library page at our website. The full URL address is http://www.anglicaninternetchurch.net/digital-library.html. Two other scriptural examples confirm this understanding. In the first, Jesus told the disciples that, quote, "Your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask him," unquote, from Matthew 6, verse 8b. The illustration is again the 6th century Christ Pantocrator icon at the Monastery of St. Catherine in Sinai. In the second example, St. Paul taught that, quote, "As many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father," from Romans 8:14 to 15, thus affirming the Christian understanding of God as Father. The illustration is an unfinished early 15th century Russian Orthodox icon of St. Paul by Andrei Rublev. The creed continues with, "Maker of heaven and earth." The statement means that he is the Creator God, whose actions are described in detail in the Genesis account in Genesis 1:1 to 2:7, and who, from nothing, by the force of his divine will, made the universe come into existence, including the earth, the sun, the moon, and the stars. As noted earlier in this episode, the Hebrew title of God as Creator is Elohim. The illustration is a detail of the setting of the moon and the stars from the mosaic in the Creation Dome at the 9th century Basilica of St. Mark in Venice. In the full mosaic, each of the steps of creation is depicted, with Christ shown as the Father's agent in the creation. And we will discuss the concept of Jesus as the agent of the Father in more detail in later episodes in which I discuss the Creed's phrases describing the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for joining me for Episode 2. Next time, in Episode 3, I will continue with the Creed's final phrase describing the Father as Creator, and that is, "and of all things, visible and invisible." Episodes in this series, as well as those of other teaching videos and seasonal videos, are or will be available on our YouTube channel, https://www.youtube.com/c/St. John C with Saint spelled out, or by a better way, by using the episode links at our website, http://www.anglicaninternetchurch.net/digital-library.html. Our Bible study videos are linked from the Bible study page at the same site. I also invite you to visit our virtual bookstore of historical, prayer, and teaching and other publications at https://www.amazon.com/author/Ronald-E-Shibley. 100% of all book royalties are contributed to the AIC ministry. Until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you and be merciful to you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Glory be to God for all things. Amen. This program has been a presentation of the Anglican Internet Church. We invite you to visit our website and use its resources at www.anglicaninternetchurch.net.